Again, gently feel your hearts. Feel your energy. Feel your place in this space that we just entered, an ancient temple on the Elephantine Island. We just had a lovely sail on the Felucas from our cruise ship, enjoying the wind and waters of the Nile while singing with our Nubian sailors, celebrating our journey that begins the first day of the Lower Nile cruise. And now we are in a sacred place in ancient times. And if we allow ourselves, we can feel that sacredness right now. Although the priests and healers and ancients who lived and had their lives here are no longer in their body, they are indeed with us in spirit, in energy, in their multidimensionality. And through that way, we can connect with them, with the energy of magic, of the hikka, of love, the first source, the creative source of all the gods and goddesses of Egypt, the hikka. Breathe. Can you feel that source of energy run through you now in this sanctuary of the temple where many, many energies have come before you? Can you connect with the ancient within you while the ancients around you, above you, below you, support you? Open your heart to them as they open their hearts to you. Feel their love for you, for your journey, for your remembrance, for in light they are your brother, they are your sister, and they smile. And they whisper to you in these days as we journey through the Nile. Breathe. There is a lot of history here, like all over Egypt. What do you feel is special in this place for you right now? Listen to your heart and what it wants to tell you. Feel the hikka, that great source of love for all creation. And in this space, in this stillness, allow for more of yourself, more of your consciousness to be one, to be whole, to be holy. As we hear more from the love, from the compassion and guidance of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those just finding this channel, this is the 14th channel. Our attendees crowd into an excavation, a sacred place that has been here for a very long time. They are careful not to touch the walls, for they are sacred. For the ones here with me, do not underestimate the profundity of what you're doing. You're taking a moment for yourselves, just a moment, to ponder things that are beautiful. To ponder things that are beautiful. In a brief summary of the last channel, I tell you that it should be not lost on anyone the uniqueness of an ancient civilization who painted their gods on the wall as benevolent and joyful and helpful and loving. That the gods were not there to judge them so they could not get into the afterlife, but instead to guide them into the afterlife. In review, we also said they had the concept of the bubble of the higher self. It goes with every citizen, with every human. And that truly, dear ones, is an advanced idea that we teach today. A God of love passed to the Pharaoh, who would then pass that love to Egypt. And we go further now. Just briefly, something that I wish to continue even past this channel. We started to tell you that the communication channel between the Creator of love and you, between that Creator which gave you that beautiful Merkaba, that soul that you carry with you, the communication channel is love, and we pointed this out. Love is a multidimensional energy, dear ones. It's not emotion. It's communication. And if we were to start giving you the tools of that communication to help you understand the two-way communication you have with the Creator, the first one we would tell you about of many is the most basic and the most elusive and is responsible for so much on this earth, and it's called intuition. Now, if you think about what intuition is, you can't think much about it. It is a fleeting idea that comes and goes so quickly, you cannot pin it down, as they say. You cannot write it. You're even uncertain of what it said. It comes and goes so quickly. And so all through history, those who started to understand that this was the communication channel to the other side of the veil did something. They realized something, that if you were quiet, intuition could show itself in a far better way. If you were busy going from place to place, you could still have intuition, but it would fly by. And you would never get what it was trying to say. And so you were quiet. This led to some other things, but before I say that, there are those who would say, okay, intuition. Kryon, we have heard about women's intuition. Kryon, is it true that one gender has a better intuitive source or receiver than another? And the answer is yes. Women have far better intuitive antenna, if you want to say, because they are the life givers, they are the compassionate ones, they raise the children, dear ones. And they must have this, and this is the reason. It's the women who will make far better spiritual leaders and shamans than men. Do I have to point out right now, today, have you seen a almost general failure of the masculine spiritual leadership on the planet? And you will say, yes, we're starting to see perhaps a change. And the change would be this, the realization that women do it better. Indeed. And now we go on finally to this. A quieting is what? In order to hear meditation, what do? You meditate. In order to hear intuition, you meditate. That's what you do. Meditation has many kinds of disciplines and definitions, but let's just say, be quiet. And so there is a quietness that then invites intuitive thought to come in. Now, do you see that the planet is filled with meditators? This is common knowledge. All over the planet, even here, even on the walls, be still and listen. And what you're listening for is a multi-dimensional communication of love from the Creator. And it comes in thought groups, in intuitive flashes. But if you're quiet, it comes in a clearer way. But there's something missing. And I'm going to close with this. The something that is missing is this. You can sit and listen and sit and listen and sit and listen and sit and listen, but it's almost like you finally could call God. And so you dialed the number and God answered, and all you hear is heavy breathing. The intuition must carry something, instructions. And it does. So in the next channel, we're going to go a little further. These are the tools of the communication. You have to get out of linearity. How many do you know who sit and meditate for hours and days and months and years? And when their life is over, they'll say, there was a good meditator. And they will say, well, what did they do? And the answer was, meditate. Listen to heavy breathing all their lives. Think on these things, there's more to come. And so it is.